right now, there is somebody watching me. You've got cancer in your stomach. In the name of Jesus, I bind that demon of cancer and I send you straight to the pit of hell. Now listen to me. There's heat all around your stomach. Heat all around your stomach. Start to press it. Start to feel it. The cancer is gone. It's gone. I want you to quickly call the prayer line. Call the prayer line and tell us what happened to you. Hallelujah. Kiriaba shataraba hande. Someone else, you got ringing in your ear. It's actually on your right inside ears. You have ringing. It just left you. It just left you. It just left you. Come on, you got to call us in and tell us what's going on. Hallelujah. I want to quickly get to this word because I promised you this word. But after that, I'm going to pray for you. Get ready for your miracle. Tonight is a night of miracles. Listen to me. Tonight is a night of miracles. There is nothing that God cannot do. 20 years ago, God said to me, I want you to tell the body of Christ, and then I want you to tell the world that miracles are normal. If you live with Jesus inside you, you know what it means to be like Jesus? What was Jesus like? He took bread, multiplied it, and he fed 5,000. He commanded the storm to stop. He commanded the waves to be calm, and instantly they were calm. He walked on water. He raised the dead. When you say, I want to be like Jesus, and you say, I want to live like Jesus, then you have to live in the supernatural. You have to live in the miracles our normal world. And that is what's happening to you right now. Some of you in your homes, the power of God just entered your homes. There's a family that's just shaking, and I'm seeing you. There's five of you in that home, and you're just shaking under the anointing. That's not any man. That's the Spirit of the living God. He's coming to your home. He's visiting you right now. 5 years ago, there was a satanic church that used to always curse my program when it would come on. And often God power will hit them. On one of those meetings, the power of God hit the entire satanic church. They were slain. And the high priestess of that church got up. She got on a bus and she came all the way to Randburg to give her life to Jesus. She stayed with us for 8 months. Listen to me. There is more power in your pinky finger than all of hell put together because of the Holy Spirit. It's all about the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me today? Get ready. Get ready. It's a night of breakthroughs, and the Holy Spirit is here right now. And He's in your homes. Whether you are in the African continent, whether you're in the USA, whether in the UK, God is right there in your home right now. And things are going to change. Something is about to happen. Get ready. It's a night of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Now I want to thank Drs. Andre and Jenny. I love you guys very much. You are special to me. I want to quickly talk about giving, about what Jesus taught on giving. Jesus taught something very powerful about giving. And somehow along the way, we seem to have either forgotten that or misunderstood it. In Matthew 5:23, Jesus said, when you bring your gift to the altar, he said, and there you remember that you have a problem with your brother, leave your gift at the altar. In other words, that should not be an excuse for not giving. Because God knows that you cannot reap a harvest if you don't sow a seed. You have to sow a seed to reap a harvest. So Jesus says, listen, leave the gift of the altar. Go away, make right with your brother, then come and offer your seed. Are you with me so far? Now listen to me, watch this. He said, if you have a problem with someone, if you have a problem with your brother, you need to first go make right and then come and offer your seed. Well, what if, and here's a question for all the very wise people out there. Why can't I simply give my seed and then go and make right with my brother? Why do I first have to make right with my brother and then offer my seed? What is the consequences of that? the consequences are mentioned in the next verse, verse 25. It says, agree with your adversary quickly while you're on your way, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hands you to the officer throws you to prison. Assuredly, verse 26, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. Till you have paid the last penny. There are serious financial implications when it comes to wrong giving. He says, you will not get out of there till you pay the last penny. Jesus said, it will cost you financially, even to the point of ruin, if you don't make right with your brother first. Now, why is it so critical to make right, my brother? It says here, if your brother has something against you. And this scripture is not referring to people that hate you. Let me tell you something. If you're following Jesus, there are many people that hate you. Some of them you know, and some of them are secret haters. In fact, Jesus Christ said this. He said that the world has not accepted him, that people have not accepted him, and they will not accept you also. And so you're going to have many people that don't like you. We know the devil doesn't like you. And the closer you get to Jesus, the more enemies you're going to have. So if this referred to the people that hate you, it would be impossible for anybody to give. Fortunately, it doesn't refer to the people that hate you. It's talking about the people that you hate. It's talking about the people that you have not forgiven. It's talking about the people that you are bitter towards. He says, listen, before you sow your seed, you have to first make right with that brother or sister. You have to first release them. You have to first forgive them, then sow your seed. If not, if you sow your seed first and then plan to forgive them later, it can result in financial ruin. Now, wait a minute, Pastor. Hold on. How does this work? You see, money sown into the kingdom of God is deeply spiritual. Let me say that again. Money sown into the kingdom of God is deeply spiritual. The money that you sow into the kingdom of God either speaks for you or against you. In this case, he says, listen, if you have bitterness and you sow your money, that money will speak against you to the point where it could even result in ruin. Now, I know. I know. You say, but Pastor, I've never come across this before. It's right here. Jesus said it. It says, if we don't forgive people and you give out of bitterness, that money will testify against you. And it'll speak against you in the courts of heaven. So let me give you another example. In the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 4, there are two brothers that gave. One was called Cain and the other was called Abel. We know that when Abel gave, God had respect for the giving of Abel. But when Cain gave, God did not have respect for the seed, for the giving of Cain. And we know that Cain got angry. And so God explains to Cain why he did not accept his giving. This is what God says in Genesis 4, verse 7. He says to Cain, as he's explaining why his seed was rejected, he says, listen, he's explaining why he had no respect for his seed. He says to Cain, if you do well, that means if your heart is right, will you not be accepted? Then he says, and if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. God is still ending it with something hopeful. He's saying you should rule over it. But he says, listen, the reason why your seed, your offering, was not accepted was because of the condition of your heart. Cain's offering testified that Cain had bitterness in his heart towards his brother Abel. And that's why God did not accept it. In fact, God goes further. He says to Cain, listen, go and fix your heart. Otherwise, you're going to end up doing something really stupid, like killing your brother. Because what you feel in your heart, the bitterness in your heart, is about to manifest. So Cain's offering spoke the deep thoughts of his heart, and it turned favor against him. Well, Pastor Motley, I'm still not convinced. Money will speak either for you or against you. Money will speak for you and bring the favor. But money can speak against you and even slow down your blessing, retard your blessing to the point where Jesus said you can end up spending your last penny. Now, if you're still not convinced, let me give you another example. Whenever money is sown into the kingdom of God, whenever money is sown in the kingdom of God, it will always speak either for you or against you. So get this. Number one, the money has to be sown into the kingdom of God. The money, you know, we sow into various places. We sow into relief efforts. We sow wherever there's a need. We sow into different charities. And God says, listen, we must have compassion inside us. But the only time your money speaks is when it's sown into the kingdom of God. Secondly, number two, listen to me. It does not matter who sows the money. You could be an atheist. You could be a Muslim. You could be a Hindu. If you sow that money into the kingdom of God, it'll speak for you when you can't. Now, Pastor, now you're going too far. You're really going too far. Listen to me. In Acts chapter 10, there's a story of a devout man by the name of Cornelius. Cornelius was a devout man. That means he believed in all gods, in all religions. He honored all gods. He honored all religions. In fact, you could say he believed that all gods are one God. When Cornelius went to the Hindu temple, he honored the Hindu religion and he gave to the temple and he gave to the needy there. When Cornelius went to the Buddhist temple, he honored the Buddhist faith. He gave to the needs and he gave to the needy there. When Cornelius went to the Jewish temple, he honored the Jewish religion and he gave to the needy. However, the only seed that spoke was the seed that was sown into the kingdom. That was the only seed that spoke. And that seed went before the presence of God. It went into the courts of God. And this is what the seed said. It said, listen, this man Cornelius, he's a good man. He loves our people. He gives to the poor. He loves our faith. And this seed kept on speaking over and over and over and over and over again to the point where the Bible says it became a memorial. And so, Father God responded. He said, listen. I got to do something for this Cornelius. Cornelius himself could not speak before the throne of God, but his seed spoke. So Father God said, listen, I got to show this devout man who the real God is. So God sends down some angels, and then he speaks to his apostle Peter. He gives Peter a vision, and Peter goes from the ordinary, what was ordinary to him, to the extraordinary. God shows him something he never thought about before, and he sees that, hey, there's no such thing as unclean, that you can go to anything and anybody, you can eat any food. And then some men come and fetch him and he goes to the house of Cornelius. While he's talking to Cornelius, the Holy Spirit jumps on Cornelius and his family.
and they start to speak in tongues. They become the first Gentile converts to Christianity. Now you got to get this. The first Gentile converts to Christianity. There were some extraordinary events that took place, from an apostle being called, an apostle being directed, to the Holy Spirit baptizing people. But what caused this to happen? It was the seed that our unbelievers sowed into the kingdom of God. When he could not speak, that seed spoke for him. So the seed that you sow either speaks for you or it speaks against you. And if it speaks against you, it stops your blessing. It causes you even to come to the point of financial ruin. But the seed that speaks for you brings the blessing. Like in the case of Cornelius. Now, stay with me. I want to go to one more point. I know that by now, some of you, your head is spinning a little bit. Because you're saying, whoa, this is heavy. You're saying that my giving speaks to God? Yeah, it's throughout Scripture. Now, I promise I will not take you too deep. But I want to give you one more revelation. How long does your seed speak? Oh, let me say that again. The seed that you sow today, the seed that you sow now, how long does that seed speak for you or even against you? Are you ready for this? Just one more revelation. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, this is what it says. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained, get the word, witness. Oh, you didn't get that. Let me say it again. Through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. And God testifying of his gifts through it, he being dead, still speaks. Oh, you got to get this. The seed that you sow speaks continuously even after you are dead. It does not stop speaking. It speaks continuously. The seeds that you release, with a good heart, a heart of forgiveness, is speaking for you right now. It's bringing favor. It's bringing blessing. It's bringing their harvest in. But listen to me. The seed that you spoke, according to Jesus, with a heart of unforgiveness, a heart of bitterness, that seed is also speaking. And the problem is, it will not shut up. It speaks forever and ever and ever. That is why there are some people who are sowing, and instead of getting their harvest, they're getting into deeper financial trouble. There are some people who are trying to get out of debt, and the more they sow, the deeper they get into debt. Because your seed is related to the condition of your heart. And if it came out of the wrong heart, it's testifying against you. If it came out of the right heart, it doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to be a Christian. You just need to put it into the kingdom. It'll speak for you. Are you listening to me? So we're going to fix it today. Because I know I had some seeds that were speaking against me. I had to fix it. And I've helped so many people with this. The moment they put this right, the moment they annulled the voice of the seeds that were speaking against them, they started to experience breakthrough upon breakthrough upon breakthrough. Businesses started to turn around. People that could not get contracts for years, all of a sudden the contracts started to fall. Why? Because they annulled the voice of the seeds that were speaking against them. Now, I'm just teaching you something I taught my church quite in depth over 3 months. And if you watch our program, you'll know about 60-70% of what I'm teaching. But there's voices that are speaking in heaven. And one of those voices that are speaking in heaven right now is the voice of the seeds that you have sown. So if you're saying, Pastor, how do we fix this? Good news, we're going to fix it right now. We're going to fix it right now. This is what we're going to do. We are going to pray, and we are going to annul the voice of all the seeds that are speaking against us. And then we're going to sow a memorial seed that's going to speak for us forever and ever and ever and ever, even after you are dead. This is why, parents, listen to me. When you sow seeds for your children, you don't need to be alive to see the harvest come in. Because the seed will continue to speak for you. It'll speak and speak and speak. Now, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And we're going to break the power of those seeds that are speaking against us. And after we've done that, I want you to sow a memorial seed into this network. Because this is holy ground. This is the kingdom. And there's an anointing on the word I'm sharing right now. There's anointing on it. Now, I'm not going to tell you what seed to sow. That's between you and God. That's not my business. I'm not here to manipulate you. But I'm here to say to you that if you're saying, Pastor, I'm beginning to understand why some breakthroughs are taking so long and why things are not going the way they're supposed to go, and I need to fix this now, then I want you to pray with me. I want you to stretch forth your hands towards the television screen or towards your laptop or your cell phone as a point of contact, a point of faith. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And I want you to confess it. Because you see, it's not simply me speaking it. You have to now stop and annul the voice of that seed so that it's destroyed forever. And after that, don't go to sleep. Whether it takes you the rest of the night, whether you have to do it in the morning hours, make sure you sow your seed. If the phone lines are busy, keep phoning. If you don't want a phone, you can go online and sow. You can sow through your cell phone, I think. There's various ways to sow. But listen to me. Don't sleep until you have sown that seed, that memorial seed that will now speak for you. And those of you who are here in the audience, you too, you can maybe just get an envelope and you're going to sow a seed, a memorial seed, to cancel the effects of the seed speaking against you, but also to speak life into you. Are you ready? Stretch forth your hands. I want you to repeat this after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I come before your throne in Jesus' name. I ask that you forgive me of all my sin, especially the sin of unforgiveness. I repent of all sin, impure motives, or any wrong motive connected to giving. I bring now an offering in righteousness. So I'm asking that any offering that has been out of wrong motives, that its sound be annulled in the courts of heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, listen, if you prayed that prayer, all those seeds that you've sown from the day you were born, all the seeds you've sown with a heart of bitterness, all the seeds you've sown with a heart of unforgiveness, their voice has now been annulled. They will not speak again against you. They will not testify against you. Now, I want you to take that seed in your hand if you can, and I want you to sow it in. It's a seed that's going to be a memorial for you. I want you to sow it now. So get to the phone lines. Get to the app. Go online. And don't go to bed until you've sown that seed. The prayer line is open. The call center is open. It'll be open throughout the night. No one's going to sleep. They will wait for you. Whether you're sowing in the US, and the details are on the screen, whether you're sowing in the UK,
or whether you're sowing in South Africa or Africa, contact the call center wherever you are located in and call them now. Call them right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.